Josie Pagani is with us on the huddle. Hello, Josie.
Hi, Larry.
And we have Jordan Williams from the Taxpayers Union. Hello, Jordan.
Good evening.
All right, Jordan, what do you think's going to... I mean, Trump is looking to clean up here, I think, in 11 out of the 13 states.
Yeah, well, this is all about paths to victory, and it appears that the Republicans have taken too long to take this guy seriously. They're finally starting to mount attacks. The strategy of simply ignoring Donald Trump simply has not worked, and it looks more and more likely that Trump's going to be the nominee. What is more interesting on the other side, on the Democrat side, is that Bernie Sanders is losing a lot of the
Sanders is losing
a lot of the steam that he'd built up, a lot of that momentum, and Hillary will be looking for a large victory tomorrow, and because the margins do matter.
All right, Josie, I've got a theory on all of this. I'm going to give it to you, okay? You know, you look at all the nasty, the hate stuff that Trump dished out over the weekend. It was like a ranting, raving lunatic. And I just don't think the Republicans, the GOP, are going to let this stand. And I can see it imploding, and, you know, he might end up as an independent. I just think it's all going to turn to custard. What do you see in it?
Well, I think they don't really have much of a choice now.
Well,
they've been sort of putting all their hopes on Marco Rubio, who has always been the establishment fantasy doll. And unfortunately, he's never stood a chance against the Trump train, partly because he was criticised early on, if you remember, for being a bit of a robot talking in key messages. And, of course, he responded to that criticism by being a robot and talking in key messages. So he's never quite had the cut through that the establishment wanted him to get. And Trump has just, you know, he's just gone on and on and on. And they've suddenly had to go, you know, geez, this guy could win. He's at 49% nationally now. That's the last CNN poll that I've seen. Now, all the other Republican candidates are 22% between them. So I think, look, you could have summed up that summary just then in one sentence. Trump will win everywhere, possibly not Texas, because Cruz has about 30,000 volunteers on the ground. Mm. Rubio won't win anywhere. He hasn't won anything yet. So this is a Trump train.
Yeah, I mean, he is the establishment choice now, but of course that stuff up was only a few weeks ago. The establishment, of course, right at the from the beginning, were looking at the Bush, not Rubio. Rubio is sort of the next cab off the rank, if you will, being seen by the establishment.
Okay. A bit late now. That's the problem.
And, yeah.
But you're right about the Democrats. I think the interesting thing there is that it tells you that the headspace the Democratic Party are in is totally different. So the Democrats are prepared to compromise, aren't they? They're prepared to go, okay, we've had our unicorn pigs flying fantasy doll in Bernie Sanders, and now we want to bed in some of the Obama stuff, Obamacare and so on.
Have a listen to this. Comedian John Oliver is now into Trump.
And even he himself sometimes admits that his campaign is by no means completely self-funded.
I'm self-funding my campaign. Other than the little tiny ones where they send in, you know, women send in, we had a woman, $7.59. What do you do? How can you send the money back?
He makes it sound like women are stuffing grimy dollar bills in envelopes, writing Donald Trump on the front, and he's just too kind to send them back. But he's taken in $7.5 million in individual contributions. And if he didn't want it, maybe he shouldn't have had two donate buttons on his website. Because money isn't unsolicited when you have to ask for someone's credit card expiration date to receive it.
Jordan, what I think now is that Trump's past, his business activities will be the target. And, you know, they've still got a bit of time to get stuck into him. What do you reckon?
And his honesty. I mean,
he's
been all over the place. He's supported, he's been pro-life, he's been pro-choice. And even on this campaign, his positions are all over the place.
And he wants to socialise medicine.
I mean, Jordan, he can attack the Pope and he manages to get away with it. I mean, this guy keeps being rude to everybody. Mm. He's managed to convince Americans that there's a massive immigration problem when, in fact, there are more people leaving for Mexico than there are coming across the Mexican border at the moment.
It's a little bit... I mean, yes, he is very popular, but it's the same... I remember 6 months ago, it might have even been with you, Josie, talking about... Hillary Clinton's she's popular, but she's got very, very high unfavourable ratings. And in fact, she was going to set a new record for a nominee going in with such high unfavourables. But so does Trump.
Well, he's a hire. And actually, that's the key thing, Jordan. I think his unfavorability is like minus 27, I think, in the last one of the polls I saw. But another, I think another myth about Trump, that people have seen him as he's somehow breaking all the rules. He's this unconventional candidate who can throw the rule book out. I don't think that's true at all. I think he's the culmination of 30 years of a desire for the anti-politician, the outsider, the identity politics. I mean, he's really peaking to an angry white majority in America. So he's actually everything that we've been heading towards politically, this sort of nostalgia for some sort of anti-politician.
Well,
there's nothing unconventional about him at all.
But it's wider than that. I mean, he's winning the Hispanic vote despite having two of his main rivals.